Australia stands as a sort of a supply sort of depot for the raw material that feeds into Facebook. These people that Mark Zuckerberg has called dumb clucks, if I can paraphrase it slightly, they are not really the customers of Facebook. They're actually the product being sold. Their data is going offshore. I mean, when you deal with Facebook, you're not dealing with an Australian company. You're dealing with someone who's sort of hovering out there in cyberspace, basically in the US, outside of Australian legal jurisdiction. Your data goes offshore, but a lot of the protections that you'd have from, say, Australian criminal law, privacy law, or whatever, they're stripped at the boundary. And so once it goes offshore, there's precious little you can do about it. So, for instance, the police at various stages have had a great deal of trouble finding anyone to call at Facebook. There's no one in Australia to call. They even have trouble finding anyone in the US to call, because their interests are very much in stripped down, just encouraging this sort of endless sharing party. Although they do have substantial numbers of people trying to police some of the things they do, they can't possibly respond to the sort of nearly a billion users they have now. There's something like 700 to 800 million users, supposedly, accounts active on that. And Facebook do not have, you know, tens of millions of people trying to service them, or even a million, or even hundreds of thousands. They have in the low hundreds of people, I understand, trying to look after all of the sort of misbehavior, the accidents, the misapprehension, the training needs, whatever, of their entire user base. And so they basically cannot possibly respond to individual complaints and problems in the way that people would expect.
Where do you see this all going? Obviously, Facebook's become a fact of almost everyone's lives, according to those figures. Where do you see this in 10 years?
Well, there's various scenarios. I think in a one that I would look forward to, people finally work out that there's potentially a lot of risks, and start to be a bit more cautious, and some other sort of companies or service providers, or maybe a collaborative group of open source people, work out a way to set up something that gives a lot of the benefits of Facebook, but is much more responsible and safe. The challenge would be that caution doesn't necessarily spread as fast as encouraging, you know, throwing caution to the winds. But in that sort of scenario, Facebook might be around, or it might have been dumped very quickly, which can always happen. We can use the sort of things that they offer, but people expect a much more sort of fine-grained control that sort of automatically or defaults to stuff that they probably want, rather than defaults to unsafe stuff. Another scenario is where, for whatever reason, Facebook wins and everybody just sort of gives up, and you have police, employers, insurers, criminals, whatever, using Facebook sort of constantly to sort of trawl for investigation subjects or victims or marks or whatever. You have online behavioural advertising completely linked in, and it's one of those dystopian futures where we're under complete surveillance, and you start to get the sort of effects that have been identified, where you really change your behaviour and you change your how you deal with people, because you've just accepted that you're living in some sort of heavy surveillance culture.